Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
It's Mike Shope.
We were having a very serious conversation about mayonnaise here.
And the Bulldog.
And don't even talk to me about weed.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back. Nice day. It gives me a lot of pride and happiness to think about the times we get Evan Silva on the show, even though he and I have not met. I consider him a friend, if that's not weird. Especially given that I have become a partner in the ship chasing community, the people he says are ruining fantasy football, or has said. and yet he still takes our calls. Evan Silva from Establish the Run joining us now on the Western Hotline. Evan, how's your summer so far?
Mike Shope, my summer has been incredible. It's time to get down to serious business, though. I mean, training camp is upon us, and I'm back to writing an article a day and getting all the tiers straightened out and my top 150 all where I want. And then there's going to be big changes when guys get hurt in training camp and we see depth chart situations. But I mean, it's here. It's serious time. Play time's over.
It is. It's a little bit ironic that before most camps have even opened, we did have a kind of a newsy week, Evan, with Najee Harris and fireworks and Kinshawn Judkins, and that's pretty ugly. Mm-hmm. Jawan Jennings even at wide receiver, so you have to be on your toes.
Absolutely, and it's only going to get more hectic. Yeah, this Najee Harris situation, I mean, I still feel like I don't exactly know what's going on. Hmm. You know, I feel like there has not been finality to that situation yet. Rappaport came out with a report, I think it was yesterday, that said he's basically, I mean, he's going to miss time to begin training camp. And, I mean, the eye seems like a part of the body that is either injured or not. You know, like it's either in bad shape or it's not in great shape. I don't want to jump to any conclusions. I hope that Najee Harris is good, but it seems like that we don't have any kind of a resolution on what the deal is with Najee Harris.
Where were you on that already with Harris getting modest money in free agency, then Omarion Hampton, that's a first round pick. It's Jim Harbaugh, it's Greg Roman. You might want to be bullish on both guys, but it's hard to see both of them really thriving. I don't know. Were you already somewhere interesting on that backfield before this, and are you moving?
I was pretty conservative on it initially because Najee Harris is one of those guys that, you know, he's not an explosive runner, but he kind of does everything well, and he doesn't make mistakes, and he doesn't fumble, and he'll get what's blocked, and he can function in the passing game. And, you know, Greg Roman and Jim Harbaugh have a long history of using multiple backs. But since this eye thing, I've become a lot more bullish on Omarion Hampton, the rookie, because I kind of have a bad feeling about this for Najee Harris.
Okay. You know, I would say on Underdog, where I'm drafting a lot, and maybe you are, it's about a round different. But Hampton is around Breece Hall in the late third. And then James Cook is the 4-5 turn, a round later. Would you rather, at cost, would you rather have Hall or Hampton or Cook?
At this moment, I want Omarion Hampton over those guys. James Cook is close. Breece Hall, it's kind of hard to get super excited about him because one of his best attributes is that he's really good as a receiver. And in this Jets offense, like they're going to like be last in the NFL in pass attempts. Mm-hmm. You know, Justin Fields on third down, he takes sacks and he runs. So he is not like a dump off to the running back kind of quarterback. And that's really going to hurt Breece Hall. I don't know how many, you know, Justin Fields could vulture touchdowns at the goal line from Breece Hall. Like the situation, I like Breece Hall. I think he's going to have a good real life season. But in fantasy, those high value touches, those targets, those touchdowns, you know, that could be a pretty big issue for him in this particular offense.
With Evan Silva, so Cook is a big topic here. With his talking about getting, you know, $15 million a year and what actually happens there. Camp here opens next week. I don't know, Evan. Like, touchdowns, I think, from numbers people, I'm not, you know, putting you in a bucket, rather. We've got Leone for that. So, numbers people. You take James Cook going from two touchdowns rushing to 16. You know, in consecutive seasons, I think people condescend to that. Like, there must be some regression coming for Cook. Is that how you see it?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to score 16 touchdowns in back-to-back years. And I also think that, you know, the OC, Joe Brady, loves Ray Davis, and Ty Johnson has a role on the team. And Josh Allen, you know, can score rushing touchdowns. You know, we all know that. So it's just... I definitely think that there will be regression. I do like James Cook, though. In the fourth round, you know, end of the fourth round, I say pull the trigger. I think he's a fine pick there.
It is pretty amazing, Evan. We've talked over the years and often about Allen, that he is already past O.J. Simpson and Thurman Thomas in Bills history in rushing touchdowns. I mean, for all his other talents, he's already scored more touchdowns on the ground than, well, anybody, like, in Bills history. So, and, you know, he's, what, 28? So he really is having a career here.
Yeah, I mean, he's on a Hall of Fame path. You know, it'd be really nice to see him get a ring, and I hope that he does. But, I mean, he's on a Hall of Fame path. There is no question.
What do you think of the passing options in this offense here? Again, I'm sure we had this conversation last year, too. Just like, who is it that we want to bank on? Last year we talked about Dalton Kincaid a lot, the rookie Keon Coleman. Neither guy really delivered. What are you doing with the Bills receivers?
Yeah, kind of lukewarm on all of them. I think that they, you know, Joe Brady will do a thing where he'll play like four and even five receivers, you know, in a rotation. And obviously they have the multiple tight ends. You know, with Dawson Knox isn't going away. So I'm just kind of lukewarm. I think that if any of them, I think that there's some chance that Dalton Kincaid can break out. You know, that third year for tight ends can be a really big year historically.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, how is he going to get to 75-80% of the playing time with Dawson Knox there? And then I think that the best opportunity for a breakout in the wide receiver core would be Keon Coleman. But I don't know if he has the separation skills to really be like a, you know, 1,100, 1,200 yard receiver. I think that would have to come via touchdowns. You know, if he caught like 10 touchdowns, then he could really, really help you in fantasy. But, you know, Khalil Shakir is, you know, a high floor, lower upside kind of guy. They just have so many options and they spread the ball around that it's going to be hard. You know, we want concentrated offense for our skill position players. We want concentration, and the Bills do not have that. And they like to play that way and shoot. I mean, look at how many points they scored last year. It works for them in real life. It's just not conducive to fantasy football.
Exactly. Like, last year at this time, I pretty much, Evan, was, come on, no way is this going to work if you're not leaning on somebody. And then not only does this team win 13 games with Mac Hollins literally leading them in touchdown catches with five, but the quarterback wins the MVP within that. Like, what can you say? So my feeling, I wanted to bet on a couple of these guys last year, but I was worried for, you know, fantasy context, because the year before, what they were doing did work. Like, they were running the ball a lot, and they basically cut Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis. So it was intentional, all of it, and they set a franchise record in points. So what do you do this year? I don't know. Like, I'll draft Shakir in whatever that is, like the 11th round or something like that, and maybe Elijah Moore just hoping at the end, but that's kind of it.
Yeah, there's been some buzz about Elijah Moore, I guess. I was reading some buzz about him. Well, look, former second round pick. I mean, he's what do you think about him?
I think it's tough. I don't know. I think there is potential, because I'm still in this place where I feel like, even though they've won so much, there still should be more, well, talent coming to the surface outside, but I just don't see there having any real incentive to push that, and it's a very small investment in Moore. So I think he probably has to really flash early to get a chance.
Yeah. And for him to be relevant from like a box score standpoint, I mean, he's just going to end up being another part of the rotation.
Yeah,
I mean, that's just what he's going to be, I think.
I think Coleman is the key man there, Evan. Like you said. Maybe there's a season in there where the guy takes a leap and he becomes their number one. If not, we'll be arguing about the merits of the draft pick forever. And Kincaid, that's the same thing. I think Kincaid is kind of blocked by how they line up. And I don't know, Coleman has not impressed me yet as a player that can get there. But as we've been saying here, they might not mind that much. They might think they're okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they do.
Exactly.
Like, you saw the way that Brandon Bean was talking about his receiver core.
Yeah.
He's defensive.
Yeah, he said it to us. That's
Was he talking to you guys?
It was our morning show, but basically, yeah.
He's
probably had enough from WGR talking about how they haven't gotten enough good receivers in here. But, well.
I'm sure.
Stephon Diggs is on his record, much to his credit. And Diggs was great for the Bills. Now he's in New England, off an ACL tear. And, you know, what about this guy? Like, he's somebody that, if he's healthy and New England takes that step, he could be in a great position, but it's still an if, and he's older. And so how good of a bet is Diggs? What is that, like round six?
Yeah, I just, you know, bet over the course of history, betting on old receivers coming off torn ACL tears, like, that's a losing proposition. Now, the situation is pretty good. I mean, there's not a whole lot of, you know, star competition in New England. And I think that Drake May, you know, he's kind of like a poor man's Josh Allen. Like, I think that one of these years he's going to take a really big leap. I think it happened as soon as this year. So the situation on paper looks nice. But, again, betting on aging receivers coming off torn ACL tears, that's a loss historically.
Yeah. With Evan Silva, Establish the Run. This is Mike Shope on WGR. So we are getting to the point on the calendar where, if you will, normal people are starting to draft. You and I could go 365.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks. And get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
But people now that are sort of living normal lives are actually starting to ponder their fantasy drafts. What do you think about, and no offense, by the way, that's me too. What do you think about round one this year, Evan? Like, do you want to be at Jamar Chase at the beginning? Do you like the running backs? I like the back of the first round with the receivers that are available there generally, or Agenti. How do you feel about the first round?
It's the best first round. I've been doing this for 20 years. It's the best first round that I can ever remember on paper.
All right.
We'll see if the results measure up to that, but it's the best first round that I can ever remember. I love every single guy that is going in the first round from pick 1 to pick 12. And I'm with you that drafting at that 12-13 turn, man, that's sexy. I mean, that's hot. Drafting at that 12-13 turn with a Brian Thomas or a Nico Collins, or I think Devon Achane belongs in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a great place to draft. I also think that the draft this year is rough late. Like, I'm digging for sleepers right now. I built my most recent top 150 rankings, and like, I was just kind of finding scrubs to fill out the last 25 spots in the 150. I also think that in the middle of the draft, like, I think there's a fall off at like maybe at that 4 or 5 turn, where all of a sudden you're picking guys like DJ Moore who you don't feel real comfortable with. But the first round is loaded.
Yeah, there are a few names. I'm not sure you agree on all these, but DJ Moore is one for me. Calvin Ridley is certainly one for me, where, like, I don't want to be there. Judy a little bit.
Judy, definitely.
Yeah. You know, just like, it feels a little shaky. I like Hunter, yeah. But who knows what Travis Hunter, but who knows what that's going to be. So, but what I'm with you sort of in this sentiment. What I'm tending to do is not draft Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Jaden Daniels, because I don't want to get stuck in that spot that you're describing. And, you know, that comes at a cost because those guys could break the game again. Quarterback is interesting. I'm thinking that when you get into those middle rounds, quarterbacks are the play. There are, what, a dozen viable options there in the middle.
That's fair. I mean, because I don't like a lot of the players that are going in the fourth and fifth round, if somehow one of those first-tier quarterbacks falls to me, I'm definitely taking them, because I just feel – I mean, I know I'm going to get, you know, 25 points a week and, you know, with 40-ball potential every single week from those guys. I have them ranked – those quarterbacks ranked more in the third round, though. So, I mean, I guess it just depends on who you're drafting with, where those guys are going to go. I also think that Patrick Mahomes, this could be, you know, he gets back to, because their passing offense hasn't been super explosive the last few years. Defenses have defended them differently with all the cover two, and you know, they've had a lot of injuries. But with Rashee Rice back healthy, it sounds like he's got a clean bill of health. Hollywood Brown and Xavier Worthy on the outside. This is the best three receiver set that Patrick Mahomes has had in years, and I kind of want to be on that train this year, betting that Patrick Mahomes can get back to that MVP level, you know, super explosive. And apparently he's placed a big emphasis on working on his deep ball this offseason for whatever that's worth. Patrick Mahomes missed too many throws last year. Every offseason, he has one singular focus, and he's made that singular focus reigniting his deep downfield passing game. And that could be dangerous with all those guys back healthy.
That's so interesting, because last year it seemed for much of the season, Evan, every week there was a highlight of a way off missed throw to Worthy deep, and everybody was like, "Well, he's a rookie; he'll learn." I'm like, "Wait, he's open." Like, what's the problem here? Why is it necessarily the receiver's fault? Because he's kind of open on all these plays. But I don't know.
And one thing to note about Xavier Worthy, man, like, he was a really young rookie. He was 21 years old as a rookie. And he was thrust, because of the injuries to Rashee Rice, et cetera, he was thrust into, like, a number one receiver role as, like, a raw rookie who weighed, 160 pounds.
Yeah.
And I mean, I would say that he kind of handled himself all right, all things considered. He just turned 22. So, I mean, I don't know. The ceiling is interesting on him.
Always will be somebody in the not removed from Bills fans' minds because of the trade in the draft where the Chiefs moved up to draft Worthy. One more, Evan. I know you're basking in the glow of having, with your daughter listening, your name mentioned on this show recently.
That was amazing.
That was a career highlight. But I think, if you don't mind, everybody listening right now might want to know where you are.
Oh, I'm like in downtown Chicago right now.
Just walking around?
Yeah, just walking around. That's what I'm just like for my radio interviews now. I'm going to like just to get steps in.
That's good.
I'm just going to be walking. Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
I think it's great. And I hope everything is good with your health. So, thanks.
Yeah, man.
Thanks as always for fitting us in.
Thanks so much, buddy.
You're
Take
welcome. Bye, Evan. Evan Silva established the run, getting his work in. I mean, right? Weren't we all kind of like, where is he? What's the name of the job at the airport where you're like waving those things to wave the planes in and planes are just sort of driving by? What is that person called?
I feel like it's just like a plane traffic person. Like it's their traffic cop on the runway.
I had no idea listening to him the whole time. Like I don't remember an interview that sounded like that before. Like what is happening right now? Is he on the tarmac? That's a word, right? That's an actual word. Is he on the tarmac and planes? He's sort of doing this. Sorry for the radio listeners. You know, this move right here, just waving in planes and this is heavily in favor of the viewers right now. Me doing this and not talking. Well, it turns out he's just walking around. It is the Windy City. In his defense.
In his defense, yes.
It is the Windy City. Like what? What's the least windy city? He's walking around, you just hear crickets, you just don't hear anything. I don't know. Good for Evan. He made a commitment last year toward his health, and I thought of it. You know, I was doing the same thing last year with the Waken 180, and very cool. And yes, he was driving. I mentioned it. He was driving through. He was going to, I think to Cape Cod a couple of weeks ago, and I mentioned something that he had written or said, and he's like, dude, I'm listening right now. My daughter's listening. This is great. What a compliment. 803-0550. Okay, Paul Hamilton, Evan Silva, now maybe you, Xavier Worthy. I mentioned some Josh Allen stats I wanted to dig into. Chris Trapasso will join me at 5. Chris has been with CBS Sports for a long time. We've had him on before the draft every year weekly. And, you know, just checking in with him. He's off to some new things, and I want to just see what he thinks, especially with this second-round pick stuff going on. Like, you've got two of 32 second-round picks that have signed and 30 that have not. with camps opening. So that's interesting. Lines open for your calls at 803-0550. This is Mike Shope on WGR.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
The front office, ownership, they have to do what's best for the team. I understand that, but I also know what I bring to a team. And I feel like I've proven that day in, day out. There hasn't been anything that they've asked me to do since they've been here that I have not done willingly, openly. That's what I'm supposed to do as a leader, but you would think when that is displayed consistently over years of time, then that would be, you know, honored and respected. And so, again, the toughest thing is just having to be in this limbo. But I haven't stopped working. You know, I work my tail off, and no dollar amount is going to change that. No dollar amount is going to make me work harder. That's not how I'm built.
Time's up. That is Washington Commanders receiver Terry McLaurin. We are in that time of year where handful of players make a situation out of their contracts. Here's another guy with a contract, just like James Cook. We talked a lot about him yesterday. Appreciated the many calls I got about Cook. We're ready to find out, aren't we? What happens there, if anything? So yeah, like what? Do we have an inordinate number of players this year who are in these kind of more public contract disputes? I don't know. Maybe not. The one thing that's different this year is the second round pick thing. And that will be interesting to watch going forward. I don't have the strongest take on this, but in these kind of things where, what do we have? We have 32 second round picks and two, it's a Texans receiver, Higgins, and the Browns linebacker. The Browns also had an early second round pick where they picked Kinshon Judkins, but it isn't Judkins. It's a linebacker, and then it's this Texans receiver as well. They also had two second round. Well, maybe not. When was Jalen Noel picked? Maybe the third round? Anyway, two guys, as you may know, had their contracts fully guaranteed. And the rest of the league does not want to capitulate to that. And so nobody is signed. And the players are like, probably, like, why can't we get that? And I tend to, I don't have the strongest take, but I like taking the players' side in these, in football at least, because the contracts are not guaranteed. Well, that's the point here, is that the two guys who signed, their contracts are guaranteed. First-round picks. But here, no. The NFL does not want to have to guarantee all the money to second-round picks. Some of it is just because that's owners. And some of it is because maybe it's a little bit reasonable that not all these guys will deserve to make their teams. They almost always do. But it's not always because the player has demonstrated they should. It's just because it's already a second-round pick investment. So I tend to think with this that the teams should, you know, give up the money, make the guarantees, and get these guys in. I wonder what will break it. I mean, it's 30 players, and second-round picks, while they're not first-round picks, they're important. TJ Sanders, I think, is important to the Bills for this season. And, you know, he's not that late, right? They traded up for him. So I think he's important. And are the Bills going to – really? Are the Bills going to be a team – see, I got to explain that. Are the Bills going to be a team that moves, like, front of the line to guarantee money to the second-round pick? The Bills have deserved and gotten a lot of credit for their ability – to get contracts done. We've had this conversation many times on the, you know, sort of on the side of the James Cook conversation. One reason why it might be worth discussing, notable, that Cook isn't done yet is because it's unusual for the Bills. Even this offseason, Bernard and Benford, like they got those deals done and not Cook. So they're a team that's established that they will work with you and they want to extend their good players. And I don't think Cook really is not one of them, you know, sorry for the double negative, but I feel like it's notable that he isn't signed like this. But the difference in the other thing, the second round pick thing, I think it's that it's owners and it's the league. When it's owners, it's the league. We just had the collusion stuff a couple of weeks ago and, you know, what happens in situations like this, I think the owners are standing on principle. It's not about whether they think Christian Benford is an elite cornerback. It's that, well, we don't want to be a part of breaking this unwritten rule that second-round picks don't get their contracts fully guaranteed. Terry Pegula, to me, seems like the farthest thing from an owner that would want to do that. Like, just sort of step out. Like, all right, well, I'll pay you this. He's in the club. He is so in the club. I don't know. I think somebody else, other owners are going to have to move first. That would be my guess. If it ends up that these players get guaranteed money. I mean, if some of these guys start to sign for the traditional second-round pick contract, then, you know, the Bills will fall in line and be happy about it. But I do not see Pegula as, okay, no biggie. Here's your guaranteed money. You know, you're probably worth it. We traded up for you. All the reasons why you would say it about the player, but not want to do it because it's breaking precedent here in this second round pick context. So we'll see what happens there. But something's going to have to move on that because most of these owners are the same. And they will want no part of establishing a new precedent where second-round picks should expect guaranteed contracts. But two of them have gotten it, and I'm sure the rest of the owners are pretty displeased about that. There was another big Jets signing today with Sauce Gardner signing another extension, or I say another, Garrett Wilson yesterday, so another for the Jets for top money, new highest-paid cornerback in the NFL. I don't know. I don't really feel like I need to be cynical about these, but it's funny a little bit when the Jets, for one team, like they're kind of a hilarious team, where they're signing the kind of contracts that really everybody would love in the middle of July, in the middle of the day, on a weekday in July, where like It's a little bit newsy, but it's just really the dead zone. It's almost like doing it on a Friday, any time of year where people are really not paying attention. It's never that with the NFL. I mean, people are watching and listening, but it's a little bit like Jets. I mean, let's talk about this first. If you wanted to sign Garrett Wilson and Sauce Gardner to record contracts or near record contracts, you know, let's make it sing. Let's do it, you know, when people are not comatose because it's so hot and they're not thinking about football for the 1 week of the year that they're not. Like, come on, Jets. Let's make it work a little bit better for you next time. Evan Silva was interesting on Xavier Worthy. You heard my point if you were listening to that conversation. It was odd last year with the Chiefs that Patrick Mahomes and Worthy were having for a while such a tough time clicking. And any rookie can be an adjustment for a quarterback or just like the route's a little bit different. I can't even imagine how fine the details have to be on these kind of downfield passes. The footwork and the precision that the receiver uses to get to the spot where the quarterback can then expect them to be and put the ball there. I mean, the precision just really kind of blows my mind. But last year with this team, for much of the season, you would see a highlight almost, it seemed like every week, where Mahomes would go deep for Worthy and the pass was like 3 yards out of bounds or just not even close. And, you know, why is that happening? It's hard to sort of assume Mahomes is at fault or Allen when it's him. Allen and Kincaid last year was a little bit this. Like, why are they so far off? I think, and I'm not, of course, the person to tell you. I feel like somebody with experience at this could really speak interestingly to this. Like, the precision of the footwork and the timing and the ball needs to be, you need to be right here because this is where the ball is going to be. Can you get there? Then you have the point of separation where the Bills struggled last year getting open. They have to, this is Kincaid, I mean, maybe quintessentially on that team, being able to separate, beat press coverage against a linebacker even, or a safety, whoever it is, and so he can get to that spot. That might really be the big one when it comes to the point Brandon Bean made about strength for Kincaid. Like, can he win on the line of scrimmage against press coverage so that he can be in this little circle right here for Josh Allen to hit him? That was not good last year. And this is what Mahomes and Worthy looked like. I mean, very different player. But this is what that looked like for much of the season. By the end, we saw it in the AFC Championship and even in the Super Bowl, they did not have this problem. Worthy, I mean, damn. What did he go for in that game against the Bills? Just to rub it in. A rookie that had struggled to produce all season, much like their offense. Then, of course, the Bills show up in the playoffs, and it's whatever you want. I mean, Juju Smith-Schuster was getting off against the Bills in that game. It's just trolling at this point with Kansas City. 803-0550. Chris Trapasso will join me in about 20 minutes. We'll talk about the Bills draft and even maybe a little bit around the league, of course, but also what next year looks like. Why not? Chris will know. This is Mike Shope on WGR.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.